To become a mother in Niger means a woman risks her life. A Save the Children Fund report shows that 1 in 7 Nigerian women dies during childbirth. And every minute and a half, another mother dies giving birth somewhere in the world. But the World Health Organization has a program to change that by 2015. Dr. Flavia Bustreo is part of that effort. She spoke from VOA's New York Bureau.
We have the knowledge for saving the lives of women and children. We have very tested and proven interventions.
For example, in most sub-Saharan African countries, the UN Children's Fund says more than half the deliveries take place at home, with no skilled birth attendant present. The University of North Carolina School of Medicine conducted a study that shows that by training local birth attendants in a method promoted by the World Health Organization, the number of stillbirths was reduced by about 30%. Dr. Bustreo says even better, India has seen a 75% increase in the number of women going to a birthing facility. The government pays the women to go there.
Every woman should have access to care in a health facility where there is personnel that is skilled and can provide the care she needs and their baby needs.
The interventions can be as simple as keeping the newborn warm, or by making sure pregnant women have enough nourishing food to eat. That will reduce the number of underweight babies that are born.
These treatments and interventions need to be provided as a continuum, starting from the woman before she becomes pregnant, during the delivery, at the time of birth, and after, until the child is 5 years and older.
The World Health Organization has targeted 68 countries with the highest maternal, infant, and child deaths. Most of these countries are in Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. Dr. Bustreo and others have identified both the problems and the solutions. A report is due in June that is expected to show what progress has been made towards saving the lives of mothers, babies, and children who do not need to die. Carol Pearson, VOA News.